There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, it's Caroline from G-Thanks Just Bought It, reminding you that in between episodes, you can find me on Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod. You can find products that don't make it onto the episodes and recommendations from listeners like you. So before you start this episode, give it a follow and say hi in the comments. And for a full list of every product we featured on G-Thanks, visit gthanksjustboughtit.com/episodes. See you there. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. Joining me today is Laura Wittig. She's the CEO and founder of Brightly.eco. You know her because she's already been on the show. Laura, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me, Caroline. It's such a pleasure to be back, and got such good feedback from our first episode that I'm just thrilled to get people shopping sustainably for the holidays.
Yes, we had so much fun recording that episode, and I think we recorded it back in like July, or sometimes we call that 5th March. So I mean, it was like, oh, we have to do something for the holidays, and now here we are. I want to note that we are recording this on November 5th, and it's about 1 p.m. Pacific time, which means that as of recording, we are still in election purgatory. By the time you hear this episode, the outcome of the election will be known. Please take that into consideration when you hear our moods or our stress. We are all in a, just take yourself back to where you were on November 5th, and I think we can all remember the jumbled mess of emotions we were all feeling. But it is almost the holidays, which is wild.
Totally. I mean, I was talking to somebody around Halloween and they were like, oh, don't you realize Thanksgiving's in a few weeks? And right. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, right. I feel like COVID times have just messed with our sense of time. Like, sometimes it feels like stuff goes by super quick. Most of the time it doesn't feel like that. But I just, half the day I'm like, you know, on Downton Abbey when the older lady, she's like, what is a weekend or
yes,
whatever. Like,
yes, that's me. Yes, that is truly all of us. Yes. And I don't know that I think if maybe in the back of my head, maybe my big, big fear was that we would still be, quote, doing this around the holidays. But I think I was really hopeful that that wouldn't have been the case. Obviously, I know better now, but it is really crazy to think it is November. Yes. We are now entering what is probably going to be the worst part of this pandemic, and yet everyone seems very numb to that idea. Yes. It's kind of a mess, but what people want to do is sort of cling to those comforts and the traditions, and a lot of that does include shopping, especially for those of us, myself included, who will not be able to travel home this November and December because it is not safe to do so, or we have determined, our personal belief is that it is not safe. You guys do you, but I really hope no one's traveling, you know, non-essential travel. And unfortunately, you know, Christmas tradition is not really deemed essential travel, sadly. So I feel like I'm going above and beyond with the gift giving this year just because A, I have time and I want to be creative. And even though it feels like it's rushed, like that like, oh my God, it's the holidays. Yep. I've never had more time in my life. I might as well be really thoughtful when thinking about gifts. So we've been doing these gift guides, as you know, for G-Thanks, but I was like, you know, we got to get someone, and of course it's you. We have to talk about sustainable gift giving, what that looks like. And one of the things that I love about Brightly so much is that it is approachable sustainability. You guys don't like yell at people for shopping on Amazon or buying plastic. It's more about making small changes and sort of just learning about the small changes you can make. A lot of times we just don't know or don't realize or don't think about it. So let's apply that to gift giving. I would love to know where your head is in terms of like doing a holiday in a sustainable way.
Absolutely. And I love that you mentioned the, you know, sans judgment that we do on Brightly, because totally. It's really core to what we talk about. And I think as we think about the trends that are going to be happening right now and, you know, online shopping specifically this year, like number one, everybody's telling you that you need to shop earlier than we ever have before because of just the shipping situation is going to be crazy because of COVID. So sure. there's that I think people are kind of are struggling with. There's also the thought around, you know, last year specifically, everybody was super excited to gift experiences. And I think, you know, the old stereotype of millennials, myself included, is that we love experiences. And I think that's still true.
But when you think about what are we able to do?
That's right. Like, what is a COVID friendly experience look like? And I have some tips we can talk about later.
Awesome.
But that was really interesting because this time last year, you know, Brightly's podcast Good Together launched, and that was our most popular episode, was the experiences one. So I've been thinking a lot about that too. But I think overall, the different like tips that we like to talk about at Brightly, just like in terms of shopping mindfully around the holiday seasons, that's gonna stay relatively the same. So like, yeah, happy to get into it. But yeah, I of course I've got some exciting products and brands I want to recommend too. So this should be super actionable and shoppable.
Good. I mean, that's what we like here at G Thanks to Spot It. Actionable and shoppable. Okay. So you guys came up with some tips for ethical and sustainable Black Friday specific shopping. Let's go through them. So where do we start?
Yeah. So number one for me is like, always set your budget, because I think it can be really easy to get caught up in all these daily deals, et cetera. And then you look at your credit card and you're like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Like right? 6,000 deals is actually not so much of a deal when you buy them all. And I would know.
Exactly. So set the budget. Number two, my favorite Black Friday hack is actually buying things that I actually need.
Yes.
So like getting the essentials, like if you're planning on doing any kind of like, I don't know, remodeling of your kitchen, it's like always a really good time to get refrigerators or just like kind of boring stuff that you might not think about buying. Like put that on your list too, mm-hmm. so that like you can have that excitement about shopping. But it might not, I mean, it's going to be something that you need already, right?
Yeah, I love that. Like it's definitely the time, like if you were going to upgrade your coffee maker or your yes. toaster, a quick fun story. The time that I moved out of my parents' house and moved into New York City, my lease started on December 1st. So I was using Black Friday for apartment shopping.
Yes.
And Target was doing doorbusters that were like different, like Hamilton Beach, like kind of appliances that are usually in the, you know, the $40 to $60 range for $5. Yeah. So I
oh
got,
my God.
So I got my toaster that I still have 11 years later, my toaster, like a 1-cup coffee maker, like I think like a panini press, maybe some of these things I didn't need, but it was kind of crazy to be like, you know, I have to fill an apartment now and being a little stressed about not having a ton of money to do that. And then going into Target really without a plan and turning a corner and it being like, hey, all of these kitchen essentials are $5. And so that was a time that I actually like it just like stars collided. You know what I mean? And it was like, I need this stuff. This stuff is here. And what would have cost me maybe $200-$300 is going to cost me $35.
Absolutely. So put that on the list.
Yes.
Another thing that we like to tell people to do is wish lists. So whether you use Pinterest or you use an Amazon wish list or whatever you want to do, keep track of what you're interested in getting as presents and then give that out to people, because that's just such a good way for you to like, A, determine the amount of stuff that you want to kind of take in over the holiday season. And then B, it really prevents returns, which can be pretty impactful when we think about the amount of returns that happen in this country. I don't have the number in front of me. I used to, but it's to suffice it to say it's a lot. And oftentimes the stuff that you're returning does not go back to where you think it's going to. Like I always yeah. have this happy path in my head, like, oh yeah, like I don't need this. Somebody else will have it. And most of the time that's not the case, right? Like it doesn't actually get to go back on the shelf. It has to be sold in like lots. It's a weird system.
It makes me sad because I feel like return, especially in a time where we're not trying on clothes in the store and we really can't go try things on. I mean, like the return thing is a huge perk in terms of shopping. I'm really torn on that. I hate that I know more than I did maybe a year or two ago about how returns work. But I think, it's a really good point. We can't really ignore it. I wish more companies were more transparent about what they do with returns. I assume there's definitely a reason why they're not. Because it's probably something we don't want to hear. Okay, let's talk about the wish list though for a second. But I'm like a 30-something-year-old. Like, isn't it kind of tacky if I like hand out I get what you're saying. It's like, this is what I need, and like, let's prevent like accumulation of stuff, and let's prevent a return. And I feel like my parents wouldn't mind, and like, you know, I don't really have a ton of like reservations about like my parents being like, oh, you're giving us a wish list. I'd be like, yes, I am. But like, you know, I don't want to give my in-laws a wish list. I don't want to give, I don't know, an aunt and uncle wish list.
Yeah.
But like, how do you get around being like, this is something like an 8-year-old does and you're 35?
Well, so it depends on how like your friends and family, like how they know what your shopping habits are. So basically for a long time, I was known in the family as like the minimalist. And so when people would give me presents, they would incorrectly assume that I didn't want them. So it was like almost this weird, like, here, hope I'm not cluttering up your house. And I was like, no. Like, that's not like why I'm a quote unquote minimalist. I'm just trying not to accumulate, I don't know, a bunch of random like doilies that you want to send me. I think for everybody else that doesn't have that sort of dialogue happening, which is most people, I would just frame it like this. Like right now, people are trying to be more intentional, more mindful with our purchases, right? Like some folks are out of work. Like there's just all sorts of, different factors going into the holiday season. So I'd frame it like that. And then if you're still uncomfortable doing like specific products, because I might make you like with prices and stuff, it might make you feel a little bit icky.
Yeah.
Just tell them your favorite brands to somebody. Be like, hey, you know, one of our favorite brands of Brightly is Nee Solo. They do really great shoes and handbags.
Love Nee Solo.
Right.
They're amazing. Thanks. Yeah. The best.
They're so good. And so you can say, instead of, oh, I want this like exact thing from Nee Solo, you can say, I love Nee Solo's, handbags and jewelry. So here's just like some ideas.
Like this is a brand that I love, and not like,
exactly,
I want the Barbie dream house. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now
yeah.
I won't so feel that would super be bad. I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think it also is a great time too to start, if you haven't been having those conversations with family, to start having them with family and be like, let's be real. Like this is the kind of room we have, especially for us, you know, living across the country from both of our families. It's like, I don't want you shipping stuff in the mail to me. You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest about like what we need and what we want and what's exciting. And I know, like you said this, like, let's make this a enjoyable shopping and shipping experience for you too, the giver. Because there's nothing worse than, I don't know. Like I'm like putting together a list of the things that I want to get my family, but I'm also taking into consideration like, you know, what is this going to cost me to ship across the country? Or will I be able to convince my sister to accept packages and then wrap them for me? For my parents. It's good to have a buddy on the other end of the line.
The gift wrapping is hard too, right? Because you do want it to like get there and look nice.
And I
think some places offer gift wrapping. I always like to find my grandmother was actually great at finding cool containers to put gifts in that maybe necessarily didn't look quite like gift wrap, but she'd find interesting boxes and like jars and stuff. And, you know, we still to this day use that.
That's
right.
Cool.
That's probably right. But so you can be creative and like, you can also be real with people. Like, you know what? Like one of the things my family's doing is we're like laughing about a lot of this stuff, which is like, like none of us are going to travel to see each other. We're going to do the best we can and it'll be fun. And you might end up with like something that isn't gift wrap. It's, you know, not the end of the world. So I don't know. I think it's just like giving yourself grace, right? Giving your family and it just like laying off.
Absolutely. We had kind of a year, like let's relax on the bows. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Okay, we're back. Another note on the wrapping is that there's nothing that brings me, well, no, there are things that bring me more joy than this. One of the things that brings me a lot of joy is like a perfectly wrapped gift under a very pretty tree. Yes. I've never been able to wrap a gift well, so like it has to be someone else's work, not mine. But the thing that I hate the most is like Christmas morning, like my mom will literally, and I feel like everyone's mom does this, but like my mom brings a recycling, you know, garbage bag like into the living room and like we clean up as we go. So it's like kind of depressing because it's like by the end of the day, it's like two huge bags of paper that are just going to go into the trash. And like, yeah, we do a lot of reusing in my house. Like my mom, like I have seen the same gift bag for like 7 years in a row. Yes. And she'll do that thing where like the second you open the present, she's like, okay, give me the bag back. Like we're going to use it next year. Like she will literally get as brazen as to like it'll just have like gift cards, you know, like little tags that say like from Santa and like my name will be on it. Then it'll be crossed out and it'll be my brother's name. And I'm like, why don't you just use it for my gifts every year and around? She's like, I'm not thinking about that. But you know, we do make like little changes like that.
And that makes a big difference. It does. Like if you come from a family that's not used to doing that, like you can be the one that starts it. And I would say too, like, you know, reuse and save what you can. And then also, get creative with the containers so that you're not having to use as much paper. The one thing that I'll say is a lot of times the paper that comes with like gift wrap is just not as easily recyclable, right? Because it's got, foil on it.
Yeah,
it's got a lot of like ink. I mean, it just kind of depends on the type of gift wrap, but a lot of times it's not as recyclable as we actually think it is, which is kind of a trend with most single use packaging. Like we kind of throw it in the bin and hope for the best, wish cycling, if you will. But, right. So there we go, right? Hopeful cycling. Hopeful we think it's going to wear.
I love that. I feel like my big tip would be like, I save all of my Trader Joe's paper bags because A, I love them and they're really good to, they're like good to wrap things in when you're, when you're shipping something. But I was looking on Etsy for like cute stamps and you can kind of just do your own, like if you wrap a gift, like with an inside out Trader Joe's bag, which when you cut it is just a piece of construction brown paper, and then you stamp it with like a cute little Christmas tree stamp from Etsy. I felt like that was a bigger, better alternative than going to like a CVS and spending like what ends up always becoming like $64 on wrapping paper that is going into the garbage.
Absolutely. DIY is so fun. And actually, we just published an article on Brightly.eco about DIY gift wrapping. So feel free to check that out. Amazing. But yeah, I mean, there's ways we can all be more conscious about it. Sure. And just like just making a few changes makes a big difference when it's done, at scale. So yeah, celebrate responsibly. We can do it, right?
Celebrate responsibly. That is the key. And then your next tip I see is stocking up on the essentials, which is also my favorite because I was just telling listeners about how Olaplex, the shampoo that I love, never goes on sale except for like one time of year or a few times a year at Sephora. And then I just go, I buy so much of it. Like I just ordered a bunch more, but I have not ordered it since this time last year. So
yeah,
it's like,
no, I do the same thing. It's like, and there's such a thrill there, right? Because you're like, haha, I get to use this like maybe more expensive thing than I'd like, but it's on sale. So like, whatever.
Also like Black Friday and like all of the holiday shopping is fun for shopping for other people, but it's also just fun shopping for yourself and we deserve it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the kind of the last tip I'll share, like, cause we've talked a lot about the other ones kind of here and there, but the last one I'll go into is like divide and conquer, which is super fun. So I'll give you an example. We're looking to, I said this earlier, but we're actually looking to remodel our kitchen within the next year. And we're lucky that we do have a basement. So like we can buy stuff ahead of time and store it, but we need to get a few different things. And if you think about buying five things and then you want to get the best deal possible, while doing that, it's going to be kind of hard to track all of that, right? Like some people use like spreadsheets or like their shopping lists and stuff, but like enlist somebody else to help you shop, because I feel like oftentimes the reason why we'd love to shop, we get this like dopamine rush when we like check out, we get a really good deal. It's like so exciting.
Totally.
And if you are trying to cut back on that, you might feel like you're missing out, or you know, it just might not be the same kind of holiday season. So help other people shop, you know, shop for other, there's plenty of, you know, nonprofits you can work with to help them shop for, you know, their, you know, their recipients. So there's like fun ways that you can get involved, like both working with other people to shop and then shopping for other people.
I
so it can be fun.
Love that. And everyone knows you can use the G Thanks Just Bought It Facebook group, because if you ask for someone to find you something, they will find it for you. I will also say a really fun thing that I've been doing for a few years is the Operation Santa Project.
Yes.
Which is my favorite thing to do in the world. I started doing it in 2016 after the last election went awry, and I felt like I needed something to cheer me up. And what it is kids from underserved communities and actually like also families from underserved communities write letters to Santa, send them via USPS, and they show up at like different USPS locations. You should look up where there is one in your city. In the last couple of years, they have brought a lot of the letters online, and you can adopt a letter. They don't give you any identifying information for the safety of the person writing the letter, but every letter has a code. So you get the sometimes you get a first name, but usually get the ages and then the wish list, and you buy the gifts, you wrap the gifts, and then you bring them to the post office, you show them the letter, and they have in the system the address it's supposed to go to, and you never know where they are.
Exactly.
And
it's so cool.
It's so cool.
I love that.
And just so everyone knows, you pay for shipping, but they ship it. The rate that you pay is as if you were shipping it to your own zip code. So if you're shipping it from 90065, they will say you're also ship. They will use the price that it would cost you to ship to your own zip code, and it will save you some of that money. But it is so much fun because I don't have like a ton of, you know, my brother and sister don't have kids. So like we don't have like kids, like that kind of like Christmassy holiday magic stuff is just like, you know, it's fun to buy gifts for adults, but it's really fun to be like, oh, this kid wants something and I'm going to be the one to get it for them. I know this year will be a little different, but there's nothing more fun than going to Target into the toy aisle and just having a ball. Like,
yeah, we do the same thing in my family.
So
if we
fun.
Don't do that program, sometimes we'll do one that's called Angel Tree. Although again, that one's a little bit more focused on like in-person things, which who knows how that's going to be this year. But yeah, so fun. And I think in general, I love the tip you talk about your Facebook group. Brightly actually will have an app that's live by the time this episode goes live.
Oh my gosh.
Super excited about that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So it'll be available on iOS and Android. You can just search for Brightly. And this is going to be a place for you to see eco-friendly and sustainable product and brand recommendations, chat with other people if you have questions, and then get really exciting access to some of the content that we put out there. So I'm
amazing.
Thrilled about that. Like, right in time for holiday season. And I know G Thanks also has amazing gift guide resources too.
Yeah.
So let's have a ton of options.
That is so exciting. I only want to shop this year. Like it is feeding my soul in ways that it has not in the past, just because I feel like I need something, but like doing it thoughtfully and really feeling like I'm having fun with it is like almost a gift for myself. So if I can do that in a sustainable way, then the better. We're going to take another quick break. And then when we come back, I want to know what specifically you are recommending this year.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Okay, we're back. All right, so where are you starting? Like, let's hear
it. Yeah. So there's so many brands and products we love. And I think, you know, when you think about, you know, voting with your dollar, if you will, of course, the word vote right now, I can't, but let's just keep using it for now.
Yeah.
You can really make a big difference by supporting brands that are, so first of all, go directly to the brand. You know, you can use sites like Brightly, like GThinks as the recommenders, because we will get typically like a small cut of that sale in exchange for making the recommender. So I always recommend people check out sites like those, like ours and others, to try and help creators keep creating.
Yeah.
But most of the time you'll find that those sites will send you directly to the brand, right? Because the brand, that helps the brand stay in business, and it can be a little bit more, you know, equitable for everybody. So yes. I usually recommend that. And then I start to, as I think about like what I'm gifting, I, of course, I take into account like what the person is excited about and like what their interests are. That's always, of course, good. But then I also, lately, I've been thinking more about like consumables and not necessarily like something that's just going to go away immediately. But I think about like artisanal olive oil, spices, like we're all cooking a lot more. So I feel like this year I'm really interested in like foodie related products. So one that I'm obsessed with. It's a company called Diaspora. It's like the, you know, the movement of people, that word, Diaspora company. They've got this heirloom spice trio that is just,
I love a spice. Okay.
So good. So I'm loving that. Of course, Brightland, I think people are familiar with them. They're very like all over Instagram. They make a really tasty olive oil.
Everyone loves Brightland olive oil. Right? Everyone.
Yes. It's so good. And I love that they have like, it's like infused, right? So like you can get the plain stuff, which has really good taste to it as well, because they use really like California specific olives, but they also have ones that have like lemon hints and herby hints. So I'm like so into that right now, the foodie stuff for
I was just saying, I want someone to send like, I was like, I want someone to send me a big meat basket. But you know those like baskets that are so like, so synonymous with like weird holiday office gift?
Yes.
I want one this year. That's like where my head is. I'm like, I want someone to send me salami. Like that's all I need in life. But like, yeah.
That is so funny. Yeah. We like literally, I love that you mentioned this because, you know, at Brightly, we talk a lot about like eating habits and like, obviously eating meat all the time is not the most sustainable thing you can do. That being said,
a lot of us
still eat meat. It's just a part of our life. And so one of the things we've been thinking about is, who can we recommend that's doing meat in a more sustainable way, right? Yes. It's not perfect, but more. So we actually have partnered with a brand called ButcherBox. They do grass-fed, grass-finished beef. It's so tasty. Like if you're looking to gift somebody, you know, more of like a cooking or like meat, like highly recommend checking them out.
Gifting myself ButcherBox.
Yep. Gift yourself ButcherBox. And we actually have, I think we've got a code on brightly.ego for ButcherBox.
Amazing. Like, I will use it.
Yeah. So highly recommend that.
Yeah. I'm not, it's weird. I'm not a big meat eater on the day to day. I would say most of my days I have a vegetarian diet just without thinking about it. Like I just don't, I don't really like cooking meat. So I don't buy a lot of meat. Dan doesn't really like cooking meat. He doesn't buy a lot of meat. But like if I go out, like if I want a hamburger, I go get a hamburger. But there is something I think so good about this awareness of, you know, how meat and meat consumption is tied to the environment. And I think it's really helped me to be a little bit more thoughtful. Dan is also like a reporter on like eco law. So all I hear is about Purdue and the horrible things that big chicken conglomerates do to their animals. So like we're very mindful, but it has not, but I'm glad that like, this is what I mean about Brightly, you guys. It's like, okay, so you don't want to stop eating meat. Like, great. So like what steps can you take to be a more, you know, sustainable and eco-friendly meat consumer? And so like, that would be me. I would like to know like where the bacon is coming from. I would still like to eat the bacon.
Exactly. We all have to be realistic about like the choices that we want to make on a daily basis. And I think, especially when we think about like Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and like all of these holidays that are sort of, you know, structured around big meals, like there sometimes is an expectation that there will be, I mean, Thanksgiving has the turkey and there's just situations where people are going to be eating meat. So like do it responsibly and like treat it more as like, a treat. Like don't necessarily have to have it every day, right? You could do that.
Yeah, right. It's just like, exactly. It's a treat. It's like a special occasion. Also like, eating bacon every day takes a little bit of the fun out of it. I feel like you'd have a lot of, like, I feel like you've had a lot of, like, sweats from that.
Yeah, it's kind of like truffles. Truffles. Yeah. I love truffles, but, like, or, like, truffle salt and stuff. But, like, yeah, if I ate that every day, I would just be over it. Yeah, that's for sure.
I love that. Well, I'm literally, like, on the Brightly site right now. I'm looking at everything. I love it. A lot of stuff is stuff that we recommend at G-Thanks. I'm happy to see that we sync up on a lot of these things.
Yeah.
Otherland Candle, so good. Yes. And what I wanted to say about the food also is small packages. Do you know small packages?
Oh, I'm not familiar with them.
Small packages rules. Small packages is basically, like, if you want to send, like, this fills the niche, the void, I think, of people who are like, I want to send my friend a nice gift, but I'm not good at, like, putting together a nice gift.
Yeah.
And so you can do, like, I'm going to go on their website right now. So it's like, oh, congrats, like, you're getting engaged, or, like, you got a new job, okay, or, like, you left, yeah, a job that you hate. And then you can do it from, like, the $35, $50, $100 level. And there's, like, a book, there are sheet masks, like, and it's all from, like, fun small brands. And they have a woman in food box right now for Thanksgiving. And
oh, that's amazing.
They sent me one the other day. It was super nice. I've sent a bunch of small packages before. And I think you guys, if you use G-Thanks 10, you can get 10% off your first box. So Julie, who runs small packages, sent me the woman in food box. And this month it has Kate Bayer's book, What Kind of Woman, which is amazing. And it has all of these, like, goat milk caramel, Trade Street jam, caramel corn, granola butter, all from women owned.
That sounds so good.
Literally, when I tell you that I ate the Brooklyn Brittle rosemary parmesan cookies at 6 o'clock in the morning in one sitting, and then went online and ordered 4 more bags to my house, I am not lying. It is so good. And then it's also, like, this is a real, like, these food boxes are such a fun way to discover, like, new brands.
And, absolutely.
And new things that you might not have thought before. Like, I don't buy a lot of, what's the word for it? Like, specialty, sort of, like, gourmet, foodie typey things.
Yeah, who does that? You don't usually do it for yourself, right?
But, like, how fun to, like, be like, oh my God, someone sent me, there's another, we did an advent calendar, gift guide a few weeks ago, because those sell out really quickly. And Cost Market, World Market, I can't even know what the name is, what that store,
oh, yeah, Cost Plus World, Cost, World Market,
Cost Plus, yes, World Market, that's, yeah, the one, does, like, a jam advent calendar. So it's like 25 days and every day is a little tiny mini jar of jam, and it's like, oh, that's, God, what I'm looking for this holiday,
yes,
season. Like, please give me some sugar and fruit and, like, just call it.
That's so good. No, I love the food angle. And I just realized, so there's not a code for ButcherBox, but you can go to butcherbox.com/brightly. That's how you can get,
awesome,
the code if you're,
awesome,
interested.
I love that.
But I think when we're thinking about gifting, specifically in the time of COVID, yeah, there's the food angle. There's also the wine and beer angle, which is interesting. So, like, I have been super into, there's a company called One Hope Wine. I love them. And they do the cutest gift boxes with, like, they're very famous for this Instagrammable champagne bottle that's covered in glitter. Like, they
have
that.
Exactly. I know exactly.
Super cute, and they have amazing gift boxes, so I love that. I also found randomly on Instagram, I got served this ad for a company called Brewzy. Have you heard of this before?
No.
So it's a DIY cider and wine kit, which is super interesting. So, like, huh, they send you the stuff to ferment your own cider or wine. And I think,
amazing,
how cool is that,
yes,
right?
Yeah, that is also, like, I feel like a thing that people are going to be doing this winter, a thing that I'm going to be doing this winter, is I feel like people are going to get into canning.
Yes.
And I feel like the fermenting, the pickling of alcohol, of vegetables, of fruit, is going to be a big one. And there are so many cool, like, very, I think, inexpensive, like, little setups that you can also buy, that are end up being eco-friendly, because, like, you know, I don't know. We buy like, we like make our own tomato sauce now. And it's not like,
it's so good. It's so not that easy. Hard, right?
It's really yes. not, I, like literally I can do it. I can't cook shit. Everyone knows that. And I can make tomato sauce. But I mean, it really does make a difference not buying jar after jar after jar. And like, as much as I want to say, oh yeah, no, I do save a lot of the jars, but there's only so many jars you need. I don't need like 6,000 jars.
Absolutely. So those will come in handy if you can, exactly. Or, you know, if you drink a lot of wine like myself,
if you feel this winter might be one of a lot of wine, which it probably will be.
There you go. You can save those bottles and then make your own wine. I mean,
I love that.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, am I brave enough to make my own wine? But I don't know. How long does it take?
I mean, look, we've got all the time in the world. And like, it's not like you're driving anywhere. Just try it. See what happens.
I know, right?
How long does it take for wine to go? I guess I'll have to Google this. I know you're not like a winemaker. But like, do you know what any sense of the like time of fermentation?
Well, so I looked it up once. So Bruzy, I think, is designed to be the one that when I was looking them up, they're designed to like more or less make your own cider or like fruit wine. So like if you've ever had like a berry wine or something, that to me is what it seems like. Of course, you could use grape juice, but it's probably not going to taste what you think it's going to. But right. Before I found them, this is why I got their ad, but yeah. I did see, you know, there's more traditional DIY winemaking kits that are like, I mean, there's forums, there's like create, like there's these homebrew forums of people. And I'm sure like some listeners are just nodding their head, like my husband, like yes. They're like, yes, my husband does his own beer. Like right. We all know yes. that person.
Yeah.
So, but I think from a timing perspective, it's ready sooner than you would think, but it definitely, you know, like everything else, I think it does improve with age. So I think it's usually like a few months.
That's so fun.
But it's kind of cool when you look at some of those kits, people leave these reviews where they're like, you know what? This wine is not going to like replace like, I don't know, like a $40 bottle
like I'm
and
not
up.
Opening a vineyard,
gonna,
but like, that's right. But we had but fun.
It's the job done. Like, you know, yeah. It's definitely comparable to like a $12 bottle, which I think most of us are buying pretty right. regularly. So it's, I think it's cool. And hey, zero waste. Like
zero waste.
Yeah. Yeah, zero waste.
And
so
think about it. And think about it like, you know, you like cooking a meal. Like no one's telling you have to open a restaurant. Like we're not asking you to like monetize your bottles of wine, but it is kind of fun to do things for yourself. And like absolutely. We said, I mean, look, we were all making bread, you know, whenever that was. We were all like Laura Ingalls Wilder making sourdough and like waiting for our starters to rise or whatever. But like, you know, this is kind of the same thing. Yeah, I really love that. I think that like that is another thing that I think I want to get into and what I'm trying to do my wish list around is like thinking about a project I can do over time and like what I yes. can ask for. So like I might either buy myself or ask my parents because I'm sure they'll be like, you know, what do you want for Christmas? And my birthday is also at the end of November. So usually it becomes this thing. I kind of want a sewing machine. Like I want to learn how to sew.
Yes.
And I have already gone down the path of buying a sewing machine and then selling it on the Facebook Marketplace a few years ago. But I feel like I'm ready and I have the time and the energy to like really sit down and learn. But I want to learn how to like reupholster a chair. And I know that yes. will take a really long time, but I got nothing but time. And
yeah, that's such a good goal,
yeah.
right?
And we travel all plans. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're all at home. I got nowhere to go. I got no one to see. Another thing too, before we end, because I feel like we are just now just throwing ideas out. I love getting people seeds and plants.
Yes.
You know, commensurate with where they live. Someone got us a fruit plant as a housewarming gift, just like a kind of a little bitty stump of a guava tree, which is so cool and will probably not produce guavas for us, but whoever lives in the house that we're renting right now in a few years will be very lucky. But it was a really fun project. And my parents a few years ago got me a Christmas tree kit. So it's like you plant, you know, an evergreen and then you get this like 4 foot tall evergreen in like maybe 3 years. And we're on year two. It's looking good.
That's so cool.
But those are some really fun, like long-term things. I think also those are good gifts for like teenagers yes. who don't need a lot of stuff, but like who need a, you know, a non-screen activity. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of different directions you can go in and being thoughtful, but it's crazy to think that now is the time that we have to start thinking about it.
Exactly. I mean, we've all got more time on our hands. We're all spending like so much time at home. And like we, in our gift guide, on Brightly, we have a section that's like for the one who loves cozy vibes. Cause I feel like right now that's just what we're all about.
For
so
sure.
Like robes. There's a great company that we love called Etitude. They have like the softest like bamboo robe. Like I'm all about slippers. We like tried to find the comfiest slippers we could. So like, you know, I think for most things you're planning on gifting, you can find a sustainable and ethical brand that's doing it. So just like taking a little bit of time and, you know, and making sure that you trust the source that's recommending it. Like we actually get our hands on products from each of the brands that we feature. So we might not have like had our hand on that specific product, but at least we'll have exposure to the brand. And I think that's something that we take really seriously and rightly is making sure that it's like good quality. Cause like, I don't ever want somebody to feel like, okay, I made the decision to shop ethically and sustainably. I supported this great brand. I paid a little bit more because we know typically these products do cost more. And then the quality is not good. Like that to me is just like, oh no, right?
I mean, we're on the same page. It's like, it's hard. I mean, look, there are some things and I think G-Thanks and Brightly like have so much in common. And then we have so much not in common. And I feel like the thing about G-Thanks is that like we're all about like, you know, sometimes you don't know what reviews to trust. I feel like in the last couple of years, it's like, I mean, I'm not saying that about you guys. I feel like the last couple of years, there have been some brands that I've really trusted. It comes out that they've been paying for their reviews or they've been faking their reviews or, you know, they've been doing something behind the scenes that's shady. And I think what G-Thanks has done really well, especially that comes into play around this time of year, is like, we're not saying, you know, this product is the best for everyone, but we are saying like, here's a community of people, tell us what you need. And someone else who also has this product or one of us that also uses this product or has the same lifestyle or lives in the same place can tell you what's going to work. And that is going to minimize the time, energy, money, and material that you end up spending in order to get to that path. Like we're here to shorten that path. We're not here to like shove things down your throat.
Exactly. And I think that we definitely share that in common, and also the community-led initiative, right? Like that was why we decided to create an app. Like a lot of people thought we were crazy and I was like, no, like we have a private Slack group. We have over 7,000 Brightly ambassadors right now, which is amazing. And thank you. And, you know, we found that they wanted a place to connect with each other. So we tried this private Slack group and it's been working okay, but like Slack, like for community conversations, Slack is not the best thing. And so that's why we decided to do that. And so that's why I'm super excited for it to launch. And just can't wait to have those conversations, because you can have our recommendations from a platform perspective, but you can also go ask other people, right? Like that's really what you want to know as well. So I think having the community lens, just like G-Thanks has, it's awesome. I love it.
We need to get our communities together and everyone, it's like the camp dance. Like everyone has to everyone has to come hang out.
Absolutely.
This was so much fun. Thank you so much for coming by again. Your episode was extremely popular. I needed to get you back, especially around this time. We're more focused than ever on making good choices, and we're all more desperate than ever to make something feel a little normal in a year that has not been normal at all. Well, you know what? It is the end of the episode. It's 1:48 p.m. Pacific time. We still don't know who the president is. I assume by the time you guys hear this episode, we will know. Please take our joyful optimism into consideration while listening.
Yes.
And we will see you guys next week for another episode of Laura Thinks.